or there was a psak din.
Avala achik gmar din, divra kolin yochel achzabo. But once there's a gmar din, once there's a psak, pashup shan in the gemara is, that then even Rabbi Meir would hold you can't back out of the puzzle, of the acceptance of a puzzle of dayan. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, and Rabbi Yochanan says, la'achar gmar din machloikes. No. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, even after there's a psak din, still that's the case that the Rabbi Meir and Chacham in the Mishnah are going to argue. So, frek the Gemara, a clarification. Iboilu. La'achar gmar din machloikes, avlofne gmar din debi akol yochar lachzerbo. How do we analyze Rabbi Yochanan's statement? Rabbi Yochanan that says to Reish Lakish, no, la'achar gmar din machloikes. What does that mean? Does that mean, how does that affect lefne gmar din? Does that mean lefne gmar din also is the same machloikes as Rameir Chacham that's found in the Mishnah, whether you could back out of a pasul adayin, accepting a pasul adayin to be a dayin above you or not? Or do you say no? Then even the Chachamim, lefne gmar din, nothing happened in the case yet. Lefne gmar din, there was no psak yet. Even Chachamim were not of the opinion that you can't back out. They were only of the opinion that can't back out once there was actually a psak la'achar gmar din. I say the word psak loosely because there's a very fascinating Rambam. The Rambam learns the psak shan in this Gemara as gmar din, meaning when the item, when the money was paid, not the psak din of the bezdin. But pash pshat in the Gemara is that it was a psak din. Zok the Gemara, so we're not sure what the pshat in Rav Yochanan is. Tashmas, the Gemara wants to bring a raya. We'll give you a raya that this is Rabbi Yochanan's pshat. The Amar Rava said, Hibol of Karavu Pasol, if a person accepted himself upon himself, a relative to be a dayan, or a pasol to be a dayan lefne gmar din, yochel lachzerbo. If it's before gmar din, as long as the bezin didn't paskin yet, so then you're allowed to go back. And you don't have to hold to your acceptance that this person is going to represent you as a dayan. Lachar gmar din, ain't yochel lachzerbo. But after gmar din, you're not allowed to go back. So the Gemara says, what's Rava talking about? Let's find out from Rava what Rabbi Yochanan actually meant. If you said the pshat in Rav Yochanan was la'achar gmar din machloikes, avalofne gmar din divya kol yochar lachzerbo, if you want to say that Rabbi Yochanan's pshat is la'achar gmar din is the machloikes Rameir Chachamim, but before gmar din even Rabbanan are of the opinion that what? You can go back. So Rava da amar k'Rabbi Yochanan. So then Rava fits like Rabbi Yochanan. Valibid Rabbanan, and according to Rabbanan. Why? Because the Rabbanan say, after gmar din, you're not allowed to go back. So that's exactly what Rava says. La'achar gmar din, ein yochel lachzerbo. That means he's paskening that, like the Shitas of Rabbanan that argue with Rabbi Meir about la'achar gmar din, and that which Rava said, lefnei gmar din, you are allowed to go back, even Rabbanan subscribed to that. So therefore, we were medayik from Rava, what Rabbi Yochanan originally said, that the machlokes is only, and is only, la'achar gmar din, and not lefnei gmar din. Ela'i amrit, but if you say pshat in Rabbi Yochanan, is bein bezu machloikes? Is a machloikes bein lefnei gmar din, bein la'achar gmar din? Rava damer kama. So Rava's not quoting any shita. Elav shmamino la'achar gmar din machloikes. The Gemara proves from here shmamino. Conclusion: you see that Rabbi Yochanan was only saying there's machloikes by achar gmar din, but lefnei gmar din there is no machloikes. Frek the kasha, Rabbi Yisai. Why is the Gemara saying Rava damer kama? There's another option. What did Reish Lakish say? Before Gmar Din, it's machlokes, and after Gmar Din, it's not. You can't be, right? So why don't you say that Rava is like Reish Lakish? Who asked this kasha? Rashi and Tosfos, both asked this. Why is the Gemara says, but if it's not the pshat in Rabbi Yochanan, so then we have no one to explain Rava's statement. Yes, you do. Say Rava's like Reish Lakish. Who says Rava was going within Rabbi Yochanan? So what does Rashi say? Rava domer kaman. Bein l'Reish Lakish, bein l'Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, l'fnei gmar din, kamei de lo hader, v'hal lek l'meimer de Rava k'Reish Lakish, v'al libe de Rav Meir. Amra, Lishmaitza, the Lo Shavak Rabbanan, Vavid Karab Meir. No. Because if you would want to set up Rava like Reish Lakish, again, Rava said what? Lefnei Gmar Din Yochel Lachzerbo. La'achar Gmar Din Einu Yochel Lachzerbo. So now we're suggesting maybe that's not going to clarify for us Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. And Rava was only going in Reish Lakish. If Rava's going in Reish Lakish, who held that Lefnei Gmar Din was the Machlokis Rav Meir Chachamim, so then Reish Lakish is siding with who? With Rabbi Meir over Rabbanan, says Rashi, that's not an option. Ravin Amora is not going to take Rabbi Meir's opinion over Rabbanan's opinion, so that's why the Gemara didn't suggest such an option. Taisus gives another reason on the top. And then Tosa says, because the Gemara in Acholitz and Yevamos tells us there's only three places that we side with Reish Lakish or Rabbi Yochanan. And this is not one of the three places. So it's for that reason, anytime Machloikas or Reish Lakish or Rabbi Yochanan, with the exception of those three places, Halacha Kehu, Halacha Ke Rab Yochanan. We really want to cover it. Can we cover that, guys, Rebels? Can we cover that window? I want to cover that window. Shalach l'Rav Nachman bar Rav l'Rav Nachman bar Yaakov. So now the Gemara just wants to clarify. Let's just sum up before we get to the next exciting Mishnah. L'maisa, what's the psak? What's the psak with the machlekes or Meir Chachamim? In what scenarios? Is it before Gemara Din? Is it after Gemara Din? Is it be'etein lecha? Is it be'machalach? Which we spoke about last week. Shalach l'Rav Nachman bar Rav l'Rav Nachman bar Yaakov l'Yamdin Rabbin l'Lefnei Gemara Din. In which area do we paskin that the Rameir Chachamim argued, was it Lefnei Gmar Din or L'Achar Gmar Din? Has met a lot of ramifications L'Alacha. What if you accept it upon yourself to have a Pasul Adayan, a Karov, to be a Adayan, now you want to back out, but it's after the Gmar Din. Are you allowed to back out and say, I don't want to pay the money anymore? No, I don't accept that. I want a Kasher Adayan. So maybe it's too late. Halacha k'divrei mi, and who's the halacha like? Is it like Rabbi Meir? Is it like Chacham? A lot of questions. He needs etzah for. Shalach le la'acher gmar din machlekes. Oh, he sent him. No, the machlekes Rabbi Meir Chachamim is even la'acher gmar din. Halacha k'divrei Chachamim, but we paskin like the machmir opinion that what? It's like Chachamim. You can't back out after gmar din, but before gmar din, there is no machlokes. So before gmar din, if you want to back out to the obligation that you said it would accept upon yourself with the other litigant. A Karov or Apostle Adayan, before the Gemara Din, you could still back out. That's what he sent him for the halacha. Ravashi Omer Hachi Shalachle. Ravashi says, no, he asked him a different question. What was the nature of the conversation between the two litigants? When they said, we are going to accept upon ourselves this Apostle Adayan, or this Karov as one of the three Dayanim, what was the way that they said it? Did they say, Zook, you owe me money, and if it comes out that I'm going to be Chayav from this Pasul of Dayan, I'm Mochel the money that you owe to me, and it should stay in your Rishus? Or no, do we say that it was, the wording was no. Zook presented it, and he said, if the Pasul of Dayan finds out that I'm wrong, Etein Lecha, I will give you the money that I owe you. That's a tremendous difference in halacha, the Gemara says, because it's much easier to say machalach is you're keeping the money over there, you're keeping the money over there. So the Gemara says even if it's a pasul adayan, it's much easier to accept the fact that his psak should be a psak. But etin lecha, which is a future obligation, a future a switching of domains from where the money is right now, so that's something that has the jurisdiction of the Dayanim are going to have to do more in order to create such a reality for him to give the money to me. So that's a bigger chiddush to say that the Pasul of Dayan has validity for such a psak as well. So Gemara wants to say, what was the lingo? What was the conversation? Be'etin l'pah machlokas or machlokas? Machlokas. Ba'alach k'direi man. Who do we pass him? Like Rabbanan or like Remeir? Shalach le be'etin l'cha machlokas. Ba'alach k'direi chachamim. No, he says the machlokas is by etin l'cha. Because, but machalach, everyone would agree, ain't no yachal achzerbo, because the money is already in Zook's domain, so it's not, you don't really need to do something, to so much, to change the status and the location of the money. So therefore, the halacha is like chachamim, in a situation of etin lecha, but not in a situation of machalach. It's going to be a big nafkamin al halacha. Because even though we paskin lahachmer, like the chachamim, if you say a lingo of machalach, you could still be chozerbo, By machalach, you're not going to be able to be chozer, right? If you hold etin lecha is the machlekes, but by machalach, even Rameir and Chachamim are going to both agree, even Rameir is going to agree that you can't back out. Besura masni hachi, b'pumbedisa masni hachi, different versions that are found in different places. Amar Rabbanina bar Shlamiya, shalach le mebe Rabbi Shmuel, ilam dini rabbeinu lefnei gmar din v'konom yadomai. What happens if you have a situation of lefnei gmar din that you said before, everyone agrees that you could be chozer, but you added a maisa kinyan to this chayvus? We didn't only say the lingo and say, I'm obligating myself to give you money, and I can't be, and we're saying as long as it's lefnei gmar din, As long as it's lefnei mardin, you could still back out. Even Rabbanan agree. But now the Gemara says, what happens if I pick up a handkerchief or I do a ma'ase kinyan? We do a handshake or something to represent our gemiras das, that we really solidify our knowledge and we really want to buy into this thing, and this is a real lasting contract that we're obligating ourselves. So does that change? Does that change the halachic validity and the halachic obligating factors? The fact that now there's a ma'ase kinyan there that's obligating you, says the Gemara. Yes, my shalach lehu ein lachar kinyan klum. You do a ma'ase kinyan, zehu. That's it. It's done. There's nothing after a ma'ase kinyan. Obviously, whatever happens after the ma'ase kinyan, whatever you agree to, is binding and stays. And zehu. That's the end of the Gemara. Second Mishnah in the third parak. Very exciting Mishnah. Third Mishnah in the third parak. I was speaking in lumdas because the Gemara asked, why do you need both Mishnahs, the first and second? It's repetition. We had a whole tzrichus on the Gemara. I called it one Mishnah. Now you're right. So the Gemara says as follows. Dr. Mishnah. The Elu Hena Psulin. These are the Psulin. You want to know who's Pasul Le'edis? You want to know who's Pasul? Not only Le'edis, what does the first Rashi say? Pasul Ladun. Right? Anyone who's kosher, the Mishnah says in Nida, anyone who's kosher Lahoid, kosher Ladun, kosher Ladun, kosher Lahoid. We'll have to find the exceptions to those rules. What's one exception? Rav Meisha about the president of the shul. What am I talking about, Ezra?
Women.
Maybe there's a discrepancy between Edis and Dayanus when it comes to a woman being a Dayan. Because Taisim Babakamad after his vav brings a raya.
Can you be the president of the sister? Is that okay?
Because the...
Did we do some of these last semester?
No, we did it a few weeks ago.
Oh,
yeah. Mm-hmm. So Rav Meisha brings a raya from Devora.
Right.
She was a Navi, and that she maybe she had a din of a Dayan. The Taisis and Babakamad has vav. That's the discussion, whether or not she did. So that's the shaila. It's machlokes rishonim. Most rishonim hold that she didn't have a status of a dayan. But that might be the exception. But in general, the Mishnah does have a language, kol akasha lahayit kasha ladun, kol akasha ladun, kol apasal lahayit apasal ladun, and vice versa. So the Mishnah is now listing psulim, and it applies both for edus and for dayanus. So it's very nafkamin alalach. You have to know who can be an aid at your wedding. Who can be kosher?
Didn't she sit like under the palm trees, like holding court or whatever?
That's the shiloh. That's the shiloh. What's pshat and that pasuk? That's what Taisus goes through exactly. Elohim. By the way, that under the palm trees, that's nogeya to Tuesday to yichud. There's a whole shmuz about how she did that in order to separate right. Elohim psulim. These are the psul ed. Hamisachet bekubya. What's a masach b'kuvya? Zok Rashi, kul mekfarish gemara, the kulon me'ein gazlonin hein, v'atayra amara al toshis rasha aid, v'kol shekein dayan. All of them are like gazlonim, and the Torah says you can't use a rasha as an aid, and these people would constitute rishayim. Okay.
What does it translate?
A masach b'kuvya, one who plays with dice, gambles, March Madness. Oh, we'll see.
That's not dice.
We'll see. We gotta understand what it means. And Achnam, you have to learn the sugya. Good question.
Va'malve
beribis, one who loans to another yid with interest, is posel le'edus. If a person is not aware that there's an iser of ribis, a person is not cognizant of this iser, you are posel le'edus. Possible aides. You're not allowed to charge interest.
It alone.
What?
Is it like constantly?
No, one time. Just one time.
You do it once.
No, if you did tshuva, if you didn't realize and you did tshuva, so the Gemara is going to talk about that, it's fine. But if a person, ma'africha yoinim, person who has, the Gemara is going to explain, bird races, which means you have, the Gemara is going to get into what does it mean. According to one day, it's bird races. According to the other day, the Gemara says at the bottom, Chaf Hamad Aleph, it means not bird races, because that's more like Masach B'Kuvia, that's more like gambling, but rather it means that your bird, your Yona, causes other people's birds that are on their field to leave and come to you, and you're basically stealing from their property. The Sochrei Shvius, what's Sochrei Shvius? Sok Rashi. Holo v'chimud mamon ma'aviru al divrei Torah, havalei karasha dechamas, upasol ladin ulahoyed, shenote achrei habetza. Says Rashi, since you are not obviously a person who can't control your desire for money, and such an individual is what's called a rasha for purposes of edus, therefore you do not have the ability to be made, because you are so interested in gaining financially. That's what's called chimud mama. Okay, we'll have to get back to that Rashi, because just an aside right now, the next few sugyas is going to talk about this, but there's a major machlokas Abaye and Rava on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, whether or not this holds water. Is it true that only a person who is desiring money is a Rasha Dechamas, we're going to call him, a Rasha that really wants more financial gain, is the only one who's possible to aid this? Namely, what do I mean? Let's say you're a person that eats chazer, okay? But it's not because it's cheaper, right? It's just because you just reject God. Or it's not because you're interested and it tastes better for you. You just have two pieces in front of you and you go for the chazer because you just want to be rebellious. That's what's called an halacha, not a mumr l'teyavon, but a mumr l'hachis. What's a mumr l'teyavon? What's teyavon? B'teyavon. B'teyavon. Mazeh b'teyavon. Yeah, so what when an Israeli says to you before you eat, b'teyavon, what does he say? He says enjoy, doing it for taste. But a mumr l'hachis is one who's not doing it for any yetzer hara, other than just to rebel. So the Gemara on Chav Zayin Amud Aleph has this very important fundamental machloikes between Abaye and Rava. This is why we have to get to all this, Rabosa. This is Mayuridik Nafkaminas La'alacha. Mumr L'Hachis. Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, in the middle. Abaye Amar Pasol, Rava Amar Kasha. Kasher, sorry. Abaye says you're Pasol if you're a Mumr L'Hachis. You eat even though you have no Yetzer Hara. Even if anything, maybe even like the nice, you know, the nice gourmet glad food better, but you're going for the usher one because afal pichin you're a mumr lahachas, you're doing it despite. Zokta bai your pasul edus. Rav amar kosher. Why you kosher edus? Zokta gemara bai amar pasul to have a le rasha. You're violating a lois asi in the Torah. You're a rasha. Rachman amar atoshes rasha aid. And the Torah says any rasha who violates the dinei Torah is pasul edus. Rav amar kosher. Rasha de chamas ba'inon. Wow. Rabbi says Rava, it's not a person who violates a los ases pasul eidus, can't be an aid at your wedding core, but rather, it's only a Rasha that has chimud mamun, that has teyavon, that has a desire. So says Rava, even though this person does things lahachas against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's still a kosher aid. Rabbi, who do we paskin lalacha? Who do we usually paskin like when there's a machlek zabai in Rava?
Rava.
What's the three? What's the six exceptions that the Gemara in Sanhedrin Chav Zayin introduces to us? What's the six exceptions? One of them is Yesh L'Vidas, but what's the six exceptions?
There's
the acronym. Yal Kagam. Rabosai, one of them is here. Mummer. Mem. Mummer. We paskin like Abaye. So halacha lemaisa. Someone asks you a shaila. This person is not a mumr l'teyavon. He doesn't have a desire, but he has mumr l'hachas. Is he kosher or pasul? Who do we paskin like?
Abaye.
Now read the Rashi to me of a sochrei shvius and ask me a bam kasha.
How is Rava going according to Rava?
Good. Why is he going according to Rava?
He says,
"Yeah, the kasha chavra." Did everyone hear the kasha here?
No.
Read the Rashi. So Krishvius on the Mishnah. So Krishvius are pasul edus, right? That's not the way we paskin.
No, it's not.
This is the Turi Evans Kasha, the Shagazarya. Turi Evan Rosh Hashanah, I asked according to, against Rashi, why are you plugging in Psakim of Rashi? Why are you plugging in Psakim of Rava if we paskin like Abaye? So this Rashi needs a Hezber. So it could be as follows, Rabosai, and this is a springboard to explain to you some of the Yisodos for Psule Edus. It's true. We paskin la'alacha like Abaye, that a Rasha, even the lav de chamas, even if it's not machmas chimun mamun and desire, it's pasul, as long as there is what? Malkus. It has to be Dumya de Lav de Chasima. Has to be the Gemara links the Pasuk of Rasha to the Isser in the Torah of Lo Sachsum Shor Bedisho, the Isser of muzzling an animal when he's grazing. So the Gemara says that just like that's a Lav Sheish B'maisa, just like that's a Lav that has an action that's going to get Malkus as a punishment, so only a Rasha that has a Maisa, that has Malkus, is going to suffer that punishment. So, it's for that reason that we need a clarification. It's true. What Abayi says that a person eats Nevelis and Trefis Lahachis is Pasul La'edus, but it's only because that action has Malkus. If you don't have Malkus, then what's the only other way you're going to be Pasul? Even according to Abayi, if you're in an Isser that doesn't carry the punishment of Malkus, what's the only other way that you're going to get Pasul La'edus? It's only if it's a Rasha de Chamas. Meaning Rasha de Chamas, Feder, trumps a Rasha de Lav de Chamas, that even if there's no Malkus, even if there's no punishment, it's still going to be Pasul because you're not trusted. You just want money. So how can you testify in this case? If it's a Rasha de Lav de Chamas, then you need Malkus. This is something the Rambam tells us, Rabbi Ozai. This is something that's Paskin in Shulchan Aruch. This is one of the key factors that you have to know in the Sugya of Psul Edus. Rasha de Chamas, Rasha de Lav de Chamas, and the Nafkamina is, what happens in a scenario where you don't have Malkus? Rashi's very good. Since Sochrei Shvius, a person who does Shvius, is really just a Lav Abba Mechlal Aseh, and it's not going to get Malkus, so if it wasn't for the fact that this was Chimud Mamon, you really wouldn't have been puzzled, even though we paskin like Abaye. So that's why Rashi has to come on to Rava's Hesber, even Lahalacha. Rashi's not explaining the Gemara, not Lahalacha. Rashi's explaining, according to the way we paskin, that a Rasha de Lav de Chamas needs, a Rasha de Lav de Chamas needs Malkus. So why is Sochrei Shvius puzzled? There's no Malkus by Sochrei Shvius, by people who sell fruits in the seventh year of Shemitah. No, the reason is because this is the other type of psul edus, which is what? A Rasha of Chimud Mamon. Rabbo said this will be on your Bekiyas Bechina, no question. I like this Rashi. This is the Yisodos of psul edus.
So who's financially involved?
Exactly. Someone who just can't control his desire for money, and therefore we don't trust him that he's going to witness and testify truthfully in a situation. Right.
It's not because he is over the Avera of...
Well, no, he has to be over an Avera. No. If you're telling me you're too financially involved, let's say you have a certain job that gets you back at 11 o'clock at night and you have pasha no life, you're not pasul edus. You have other problems, but you're not pasul edus. But if that causes you to do an Avera, even though that Avera doesn't carry within Malkus,
you're still
puzzled because you have the fact of Chimud Mamon. No, according to everyone. Right. Even according to Abai. Even according to Abai. Stock market would be okay. What's the problem with the stock market?
I was thinking you're financially involved.
Yeah, you didn't do anything else, sir.
Is that gambling?
No.
Are we going to get to, like, if someone, like, say, goes to a casino now?
Yeah. We're about to get to that in, hopefully, very soon.
Reb Shimon
said, originally we referred to these people as Osve Shvius, people that collected fruit from the seventh year, which was Aser. And then the Gemara says, no, because the Melech came and started forcing people against their will under duress to collect the fruit, to give it to the Melech, so we really couldn't call them Osve Shvius, because those people are not really so at fault, and it's not their fault, so therefore we're only going to pasul, and we're going to call them what they really are, which is Sochrei Shvius, people that really are trying to make business and a lot of money off the Shvius, off the Shemitah fruits. Back to the Mishnah on Chavdal Mubis. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda clarifies and says, Emasai, pay attention, Rabbi Yehuda, this is where the gambling comes aloch l'maisa. Pay attention to Rabbi Yehuda. Emasai bizman she'ein lehen umnis. Elohu. Aval yeshna em umnis shelohu ksheir. Says the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda says, when are these people puzzle? When they don't have another profession. But if, Baruch Hashem, they have another profession, then it's Kosher le'edis, givaldig, we hit the jackpot. No pun intended. Come on, I gotta get a laugh out of that. We hit the jackpot.
Well, we don't have jobs.
We'll get to that. We don't know enough information. Halavai, the excitement should carry over to tomorrow's sugya as well. Rabosai, let's go. What? Oh, there's no sugya tomorrow. Good point. No, chazara. Besachet, because you have the chazar. Zok the Gemara. The Gemara says, let's clarify. Misachik b'kubyo, it's all here, it's all right here, this is our sugya, it's right here, you want to know about gambling, you got to turn to Sanhedrin, you got to come to Sunday Shir. Misachik b'kubyo, nebuch to those people that aren't here. Misachik b'kubyo, my ko'ovid. Oh, Gordy, misachik b'kubyo, my ko'ovid. Say he gambles a little bit. My COVID, what's he doing already? What's wrong? What's the problem? Zok the Gemara, Omer Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama says, I'll tell you what he's doing. Mishum dahava asmachta, va'asmachta lokanya. Because there's something called asmachta. We don't know what that means. And asmachta is not a kinyan. If asmachta is not a kinyan, so therefore what? Zokt Rashi in the second Rashi, since it's Lokanya, v'hava lei ke'ein gzeila biyada. So if whatever this gambling is called a smachta doesn't create a kinyan, so therefore the money that's being gambled on the game that you're playing, that you're going to take away because you won, it's now, says Rashi, what? It's Lokanya, so therefore that translates to be Lokanya equals gezel. You now do not have the right and permission to take that money, so now you're going to have gzela in your hands. Is a gazlan possible to aid this, Rabosai? Asmachta lokanya? So, potentially, without knowing anything else, one could have even argued that this is a psul deoraisa, if you're b'msachim b'kubya, according to Rami Bar Chama, because gezel is possible deoraisa, a gazlan is possible. Just keep it in the back burner, Rabosai. If Elohim apsulin, why isn't gazlan in the Mishnah? Why'd we jump to Mafricha Yonim? Why'd we jump to Misachi Bekuvia? Why don't we give the classic case of a guy who taka is gazlans? All right, we have to get back to that question. But Rabosai, right now, on the face of it, without knowing any other information, I would say, if you hold a smachta, whatever a smachta is now translated to be that there's not going to be a former relinquishing and therefore giving over the money to you. So therefore, that money in your hands that you walk away from the poker game is now going to be gezel. I don't know anything else, and I have to define a smachta, so I don't know anything. I didn't explain anything yet. Yeah.
We don't know. Obviously, we don't know yet. Then it shouldn't matter if it's a full-time profession or not.
100%. Exactly. We're going to see in a second. The Gemara is going to say what you just said in a second. Rabbi Yehuda might not be the opinion of Tanakama. Rami Bar Chama might be in the Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda was the only one who brought up the issue of profession. But according to Rabbi Bar Chama, the Gemara is about to say what Feder just said. This is an issue of gezel. Gezel is usur no matter how many jobs you have. You're not allowed to steal. As shocking as that is to some people, you're not allowed to steal no matter how many jobs you have. Asmachta. Rabosai, the key defining factor in this sugya is to understand what is asmachta. Asmachta is the driving problem over here. Asmachta, says Rashi in the top Rashi. Hainu davar de'enu nosein lo midaita. Where does the root of asmachta? It comes from the word somech. Person is not giving over his money willingly. El somech al dover she'eno. He's relying, asmachta, he's relying on something that he thinks is not going to be a reality. Shehu yachol l'natzeach, because he thinks he's going to win. Upamim she'menatzchen oso, and only occasionally he loses. But his real psychology in going in, says Rami Bar Chama, is that he is being somech on the fact that he's going to win, he's going to be menatzeach, and therefore he doesn't want to really relinquish his ownership and give over the money. I didn't say anything. You have a question about clarification?
No.
Yeah. You want to argue with Rami Bar Chama?
No.
Okay.
I don't remember where I heard this, But isn't it all about das with gambling?
That's exactly what Rabbi Chaim is saying. Since your das is never to really lose, so therefore you have no das. If Zuk wins against me, I have no das for you to take it. Says Rabbi Chaim, the money in your hands is gezel. Because I never had das. Whenever I want to give you over something, it's not enough for me to physically give you over. In halacha, it has to be, if anything, at least partially is part of the transaction, or according to some opinions, it's really all of the transaction, is the fact that I have das to give this over to you. If there's no das and you just do a ma'aseh kinyan with me, and I'm sleeping, what's the halacha of that kinyan? Gar?
Nish.
Says the Gemara, Rabosai, so right now we're in deep water. Asmachta, Mesach B'Kubya, translates equals?
Gezel.
Aser. Says the Gemara, Rav Sheshes Amar, comes along Rav Sheshes, our buddy Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes saves us, Baruch Hashem. Rav Sheshes Amar, Kolki I Gavna Lava Asmachta. This is not a good example of Asmachta. The reason why this person is possible, this is not because of Gezel. It's not really a good example of Asmachta. Asmachta is Gezel. Asmachta, person doesn't have das to give over his money. But this is not a good example of that. Why? We'll have to see in a second. But says Rav Sheshes, this is not why you're possible this if you're Mesach B'Kuvya. Why are you possible this if you're Mesach B'Kuvya? Says Rav Sheshes, a totally different reasons. Lefisha'ein isuko b'yushuva shalaylam. What does that mean? You're an out-of-towner. No, I'm joking. It's a person who doesn't know what's going on. He's not involved in the daily transactions. He doesn't know. He's a nebuch that's sitting there playing poker all day. He doesn't know the way business works. He doesn't know the way people, what people are involved in. He's eino oisik b'yeshuva shalaylam. Therefore, he's pasul eidus. Namely, Feder. If this guy does it only occasionally, according to Rav Sheshes, he's going to be what?
Kosher.
Exactly. My Benayu, what's the nafkamina between Rav Sheshes and Rabbi Bar Chama, says the Gemara? Oh, I'll tell you my Benayu. It's called Wednesday Night Poker, buddy. Ike Benayu, the Gomerum Nusach Risi. This guy's a day job. He works in the city. He comes home every night. He wants to play a little poker Wednesday night. Give me a break. According to Rabbi Bar Chama, what's going to be the halacha? Pasul, Osir, Gezel, Asmachta Loikanya. According to Rav Sheshes, what? Kolki, I gav na lav Asmachta. This guy's kosher leidis. He's the Osuk b'yeshuva shalaylam. He knows what's flying. He knows what's around. He's not doing this on a 24/7 basis. Come on, leave the guy alone. He's kosher. Talk to Gemara. That's the machlokes. Woo, Rabbi Isaiah. Our scenario. He couldn't get more black on white. Our issue. Our shiloh of whether or not Balabatim, who have jobs, can gamble, is going to be the nafkamina between Rav Sheshes and Rabbi Barcha. Zok to Gemara, let's do a little more Gemara, and then we have to clarify. Halacha l'mais. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, emasai bezman she'en len umnus elohu. If you remember, Feder pointed out that Rabbi Yehuda, at the end of the Mishnah, pointed out that this pasul is only in a scenario where he doesn't have another job. And the Rabbi Yehuda said the word emasai. So now the question is, how do you read Rabbi Yehuda's statement at the end of the Mishnah? Is Rabbi Yehuda clarifying Tanakama's opinion? Or is there actually a debate between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim? Well, let me ask you a question. Whenever the Mishnah introduces a statement of a Tana as emasai at the end of the Mishnah, what does the emasai mean? Does that mean I'm clarifying it to you? Or does that mean I'm arguing with the first Deya? So the Gemara has a machlekes about it. Listen. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, emasai bezman she'en len umnus elohu. Aval yesh len umnus elohu, but if you have another job, ksheirim, then Rabbi Yehuda says you're kosher. Alma taima demasnisin, it sounds like the reason of the Mishnah, like Feder said, it's a clarification, is mishum yeshuva shalolam, is like Rav Sheshes. Sounds like we just killed Rami Bar Chama. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda is clarifying Tanakama, and everyone is of the opinion that the reason a Mesach B'Kubya, a gambler, is possible to aid this, is because he's not involved in the world. But if he has another job, so then he's fine. Kashal Rami Bar Chama, doesn't that invalidate Rami Bar Chama's opinion that said the reason why you're possible is because what? Is because Gezel, which shouldn't matter whether or not you have any other jobs. So why is Rabbi Yehuda making that clarification? Doesn't Rabbi Yehuda seem to say that the reason for Tanakama Shita, that you're puzzled, is because you're not involved in the world, but if you have another job, you're fine? Because he says, Ema Saibas Manchein Len Umnus Elohu, you're only puzzled if you only have that job. Kashala Rabbi Rechama, V'chitema Pligi Rabbanan Aleid, Rabbi Yehuda, and if you want to tell me, no, Rabbanan, the first Shita, the Tanakama and the Mishnah, Pligi to Rabbi Yehuda. They argue with Rabbi Yehuda. Va'amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, but doesn't Rabbi Yeshua say a klal in learning Mishnayis? Kol makom sha'amar Rabbi Yehuda emasai. Anytime the Gemara says emasai on the top of Chaveyam at Aleph, u'bameh, or it says bameh, eino ela lefarish. Those are clarification statements. So therefore, it's not a machlokes tanoim. That's Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi already taught us this. Eino ela lefarish deri chachamim. Rabbi Yochanan amar emasai lefarish bameh lechlek. So Rabbi Yochanan holds Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is not wrong not right entirely because he thinks Emasai is lafarish, but bameh is lachlok. But Rabosei, bottom line, what does it say in our Mishnah? It says Emasai. So bein l'Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, bein l'Rabbi Yochanan, Emasai is what lafarish is a clarification. So who's back? Who's stuck in the water? Who's stuck? Who's up the creek? Rami Bar Chama. Clearly, Rabbi Yehuda is clarifying, and afal pi chen chachamim are only passing in such a scenario, must mean that mesach b'kuvya and gambling is not gezel. Says the Gemara, gavra gavra karamis, mar sever pligi, umar sever lo pligi. Says the Gemara, no. Rami Bar Chama disagrees. Rami Bar Chama thinks emasai could even be a machlekes, and it's for that reason. Rabbi Bar Chama does not accept Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's statement, and Emasai is a machlekes. And according to Rabbi Bar Chama, Shitas Chachamim is what? Your pasul le'ed is not because you're not involved in the world. Doesn't matter whether or not you have a new job, but what, Rabbi Osai? Gezel. Good. Let's stop here for a second. Actually, you know what? Let's go to the two dots, and then we'll get back to clarifications. Frekta Gemara Kasha, V'loy Pligi. How do you suggest that anyone could say against Rami Bar Chama? Is it really true that you want to say Emasai is lefarish and it's not a machlokes like Rish Lakish, like Rav Sheshes? V'atanya, but the Brisa says, Bein sheyesh lo umnus shelohu, bein shein lo umnus elohu, harei zeh posel. We have a beferish of Brisa that says what? That one of the shitas in the Tanoim says that this is posel me'edos no matter whether or not you have another what? Job. So the Tana in this Brisa is Beferis saying that it doesn't matter how many jobs you have and you're still a puzzle. So isn't that indicative that there must be a Machlekes Tanoim in our Mishnah? So isn't Rav Sheshes wrong? And Emasai is not like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Emasai must be pligi that there's a Machlekes, because otherwise you don't understand how to read this Brisa that said whether or not you have another job, whether or not you don't have another job, you're a puzzle. Sounds like Tanakam is arguing with Rabbi Yehuda's Emasai. Says the Gemara, no, that's a third shita. Hahi Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Tarfoni. That's Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Tarfon. Tesanya Rabbi Yehuda Amar Mishum Rabbi Tarfon. La Oilam in Echad Mehem Nazir. La Fishaloi Nitna Naziris Elalafla. Says Rashi that this is talking about a totally different case. Rabbi Yehuda B'Shem Rabbi Tarfon said as follows. Shnayim Yoishvim the Echad over Zeomer Ploini over Nazir. Who vizelmer eni nozer? There's a debate. Two people are sitting on a bench. Someone walks by, and they have a lot of time on their hands, and they start arguing whether or not the guy walking by is a nozer or not. Because yeah, he's stumble a little long hair. One guy say, yeah, he's a bum. That's why he has long hair. He's not yotze ilchus tefillin because he has too long hair, like the Mishnah Berurah writes, megadle belorius ayin shum, and the other guy says no, he's a tzaddik, he's a parish. And the reason why he has longer hair is because he's a Nazir. And they start debating on this about this because they have nothing better to do with their time. And then Nebuch. Well, talk. Over Nazir, who v'ze omer in a Nazir. V'omer echad arin Nazir im kamoso. No, it's not a chatzitzver. Who Nazir v'chaver omer arin Nazir im kamoso u'shein a Nazir. But now they say, oh, let's put your money where your mouth is. If he's a Nazir, I'm so confident that he's not a Nazir, says, Im kamoso shu nazir, v'chamer omer harini nazir. Im kamoso shu ein a nazir. So one guy says, I'm so confident that he's a nazir, if it turns out that he's a nazir, that he's not a nazir, I'll become a nazir. And the other guy says, I'm so confident that he's not a nazir, if it turns out that he's a nazir, I'll become a nazir. So they're all putting their Naziris, their din of Naziris, they're accepting a Naziris on a Suffolk. And they're not sure, right? So that's this guy's, yeah, you have to liven up. You have to picture why are these guys debating this? Because they're guys here. That's exactly why the Gemara is connecting. So the Gemara says, Ushneim miskavin el Naziris, the nimtza echad mehem, v'amar Rabbi Tarfon, ein echad mehem Nazir. Says Rabbi Tarfon, none of the Naziris is chal. Why? Shall a Suffolk amr dvarav, like you just said, Feder, because each one said it b'Suffolk, Tchila, the Einzu Afla, and it's not what the Torah says, Ish ki afli lindor neder. It's not clear. When a person accepts upon himself in the Darim, he has to do it b'loshen hafla with clarity. And since you said your statement in a matzav of Suffolk that you weren't sure, so the Naziris is not chal. So therefore, says the Gemara, no. So therefore, we're connecting from Rabbi Tarfon's Shita in Hafla from Naziris that you see that just because you're suffic about something, you're not Gomer Makne. Just like in the case of the Naziris, you're not making yourself a Nazir ala suffic. So too, in the case of gambling and putting your money down and relinquishing ownership of your money, you're not really relinquishing the money. You don't have Das to be Makne and to give over the money to the other person ala suffic. And therefore, we're comparing Naziris to Kinyanim. Taisis at the bottom of the daf, the bottom Taisis, has two opinions, how to understand the carryover from Naziris to Kinyanim. Either it's exactly like I just said, that it's mamish just like over there wasn't good das, so to over here wasn't good das, one lends to the other, one shows and implies the other one, or no, maybe the Torah knew the halacha when it came to hafla because of what in general was this implies what in general the way a person's das works. Ayin Tos at the bottom, how you learn exactly the carryover. But bottom line, at the end of the Gemara, there is a shita of the Tanoim that says this is Gezel, and this is there's for sure a shita in the Tanoim out there that holds that you will be possible to aid this even if you have another job, like the Brisa says, and that's Rabbi Tarfon's shita when it comes to what? Naziris, that there's a carryover between Naziris and Kinyanim. However, there's a debate between Rami Bar Chama and Rav Sheshes whether or not that's the opinion in our Mishnah prior to Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe there's three opinions, or maybe there's only two opinions. So now we have to decide, and we have to figure out, how do we define Asmachta? What cases are Asmachta? And Lamaisa, bottom line, La'alacha, how do we pask it? So there's a long Tosus over here. We're not going to do the whole Tosos. I'm going to sum up, but I would think it's Kedai Rabosa. It'll be a lot of fun. Tosos tries to grapple with all the different sugyas that Asmachta is quoted in order to try to come towards a final definition of what's Asmachta, which will have extreme, extreme ramifications, la'alacha, in all the different cases that you guys are thinking in your minds right now. Let's see the Rashi first. Rashi is very important, and this Rashi is going to have tremendous ramifications. Rav Sheshes turned to Rami Bar Chama and says, no. Ben, listen. You're not possible if you have another job, because this is not a good example of asmach. So if Rav Sheshes is right, Rabosai, I don't know yet, but if we paskin like Rav Sheshes, we have to clarify and understand why Rav Sheshes thought this case of Mesachei Bakubya was not a good case of asmachta, that it wouldn't translate to be Gezel. Why? What's the defining factor? And then we can extrapolate from there to all of our cases of March Madness and gambling and poker and whatever we're doing in slot machines. Okay? Ve'echi domi asmachta. So Rav Sheshes says, no, and I'll define with you asmachta, says Rashi. Kigon de omver velo avid eshalim b'mitva. Like a guy who says he's going to be in charge of the field. Ben leaves town and he says, Rabbi Elazar, please plow the field. And I say to him, don't worry. If I don't do it, if I'm not going to take care, I'm going to pay you such and such amount. So that's the deal, and that's the statement that I tell Ben before he leaves. Who could go and mashlish eshtaro to get poshut? Or if I want to convince him and say to agree to a transaction, I say, give it to Max, and if I don't pay you by this certain date, you can have the shtar back and you can collect from the same loan again and you can work it again. Give me a little more time on my shtar. So those are the setups that I make. Okay, good, clear? So you're making statements, says Rashi. Disomich al davar du savar kol ze biyodi. when I'm talking to Ben and I'm just saying I'll plow the field, so I have a lawnmower in my garage, I have the capability to do it, and I'm just convincing him that don't worry, I'm going to take care of it. So I say, and I'll pay you $3,000 if I'm not going to do it. Okay, but all that is what is under my control to do. It's kol zeh biyadi lasos. I have the capability to do it. Umeresha kimasni adaita de lo yav le lasmachta kimasni de to of a sover lo yav le dikach aval hacha lo yisomech amidi de ha lo yade inatzach ilo natzach vafilo hachi asna shma minom esveka asne gomru veakne velagzele. Says Rashi, but Rav Sheshes argues and says, but the case of gambling, that's not something that's totally my control. That's not something that I have control over whatsoever. That's, as Tosos clarifies on Chafam and Aleph, lav biyodo klal. I don't have the ability to control such a thing. It's the luck of the draw. It's a die. It's totally random. I have no idea. It's not biyodi. So therefore, when I give the money, says Rav Sheshes, I know that I might very well might lose. So therefore, says Rav Sheshes, it says, no, this is the opposite of asmachta. This is not a good example of asmachta. And therefore, says Rashi, asmachta is only scenarios where something is totally in your reshus, and then you say, if I'm not going to do it, I'm going to pay you. So according to Rashi, there's one basic chiluk. Is it biyado, or is it lev biyado? Is it in your control, or is it not in your control? If it's in your control and I said, yeah, I'm going to pay you, so then if that happens, unfortunately, what's going to be the halacha? That is what? A smachta he can't collect from you. Even if I told him, Max, well, he'll give you the shtar back, you can collect again, even though you already collected once from the shtar, that of the borrowing, I tried to convince you, I'm sorry, you're not allowed to collect that because I didn't really mean it, because I was seeing so much on my capabilities of actually fulfilling the conditions. If it's lav biyado, so then what? Therefore, the money that I relinquish, I actually relinquish because I wasn't somech on anything happening because I really didn't know what were going to be the conclusion, what was going to be the effect, and therefore, it's not a smachta, and therefore, according to Rav Sheshes, it would not, mesachet b'kuvya, would not be gezer. Comes along Tosos and clarifies. Let's jump to the Tosos. It's, you see where the Rambam Dalet HaChoshet on Chofeim and Aleph is? In the Tosos, the first word of the line is Al-Kain Ner Lari. Everyone see Al-Kain Ner Lari? You with me, guys? Yes. No. On Chafem and Alvzok. Okay. In the middle of the Tosos. Go down. All the way down to the Dalet of the Rambam, Achoshet. The first word, parallel to that, is the first word is Asmachta. Go one line under it. Al-Kain Ner Lari, everyone have it? Al-Kain Ner Lari Iker Kepirish Rashi. You don't have it?
No, I'm saying, I think the Dalet of the Rambam...
It's one under it. You don't have a Dalet for Achoshet?
There's a forest
now. That's interesting.
You're talking about the Dalet and the Gemara.
Yeah, the Dalet and the Gemara, yeah. For the Rambam, yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like
actually... No. That's what signals that.
No, sorry.
Yeah, that was confusing. Al-Kain Ner Lari Iker. Everyone have it? Al-Kain Ner Lari Iker Kepirish Rashi. The Balei Tosfos are passing like Rashi. The kasha la me'ahidu izu neshech k'deperish le'el taritzachi. Shiny hosom, he wants to... He has all these different gemaras, which I'm not going to get into right now, all different gemaras that seem to have different inferences. When is a smachta? When is not a smachta? Biyodo, la biyodo, yes biyodo, lo biyodo. It seems to be contradiction. So therefore, Tosfos says, here's the bottom line. Dover shu biyodo mamish, something which is absolutely in my control, like plowing the field. Legamri kagonim over velo evid, like if I'm not going to work it. Ashalim b'mitvah, the hasam biyodo lasos velo gozim, nami shesover hu shekach ifsid chavero, im lo yashim tnai, kamo im yashalim b'mitvah, ba'ahi vaday gomru makne, velo choshev asmachta, va'omer bilibo alai l'shalim, vaday menadim mashe biyodi lasos. So now Tosfos clarifies, he says, if it's really biyodo legamre, so now he backs out from what we presented from Rashi, then the Gemara bottom line concludes and says, maybe that's not even a smachta, because that's fully in my control. Right? Aval hecha de gozim, but what happens if it's the same case, where it's biyodo legamre, but then I say, oh yeah, and I'll pay you $5 million. I add a guzma. I had an exaggerated amount that I'm going to pay you, right? Says Tosos, even in a situation where it's not in fully, where it's fully in my control, since you added the guzma, that makes it mashma that you really didn't have das to relinquish the money because you stated an exorbitant amount, and therefore that's going to be asmach. So again, case number one, something that's fully in my control, but I put down and say, oh yeah, I'll pay you $1 million, right? That's a joke. Come on, what? Hershkowitz is like, what? No one takes that seriously, right? So even though that's something in my control, that, since you added the guzma, that's going to be asmachta number one. Then Tosos goes on to say and says, if it's not biyado at all, like the case of dice, like Misachi Bukovya, then Rashi told us already clearly that that's going to be what? Not asmachta also. Because I know that I'm not somich on anything, because I don't know what's going to be the results, and I know by entering it. The first case is biyado legamre if you exaggerate, that's asmachta.
If you don't exaggerate.
But if you don't exaggerate, it's not asmachta. That's what Tosos is clarifying now. If it's lav biyado klal like dice, it's the luck of the draw, then according to Rashi, it's not asmachta. Because I know. Odds are against me. I know I'm giving up my money. So therefore, Tosa says that's not a smachta either. If it's a little bit in your control, a little bit not in your control, namely, the game has some skill, but partial luck, bottom line, says the Re. Right? Well, let's see the line, because this is going to be the crucial line. La biyado legamre. Kevin did lav biyado legamrei lo gomeru makne lechavrei, aval bechsakik bekuvya lav biyado hu klal afal gav de gozik. Says Tosas, what's the third category? Third category is partial skill, partial luck. Lav biyado legamrei, even if you didn't exaggerate, automatically asmachta. So let's go through the three categories according to Rashi. Number one. Biyado legamre, it's totally under my control. It's an avoda that I can do. I can play out the field. Not a smachta unless I do what? Guzma, exaggerate. Next category. Lav biyado klal, totally luck of the draw. Says Rashi, no skill at all. What's the halacha? Not a smachta. I relinquish the money. I know the odds are against me. A little bit partially in my control. Partial skill, partial luck. Even if I don't exaggerate, that will be what? Classic asmachta. Comes along Rabbeinu Tam, and Rabbeinu Tam draws the opposite conclusion. Nir Rabbeinu Tam, it's about 10 lines down from the top. Nir Rabbeinu Tam, based on also the different contradictions in the Gemara, what is asmachta, what is not asmachta, is it biyado, is it not biyado? Nir Rabbeinu Tam, the opposite of Rashi, the exact opposite conclusion. Hachi kolki I gavna lava smachta the loava smachta elahecha she'ein yochol arviach kagon mashlish tara to get posh aval hacha loavia smachta mishum de kevin de shnayim heim kol echad ve echad makne lechavre mididi meruvach boy. Comes along a bit of time says really he thinks in general a smachta is when it is not biyado. The opposite conclusion of Rashi. Again, Rashi explained the Gemara and said, Mesach B'Kuvya is not a smachta. Why? Because it's luck of the draw. It's all luck. You hear, Morty? It's all just a rolling of a die. You don't know that. You don't know. It's not in your control. And therefore, says Rashi, that's not a smachta. Says Rabbeinu Tam, the Gemara says that that's classic a smachta. When you're involved in something that you don't know what the outcome is, that's going to be a smachta. So then I, according to Rabbeinu Tam, why is Mesach B'Kuvya not a smachta? For a totally different reason. I'll tell you why, says Rabbeinu Tam. It's a different nekuda. It's because both of you want to win. And any situation where both of you have the ability to be marviach and to win and get the proceeds, so then you relinquish the money in order to have the chance of winning. However, in the case where the avoda is, right? In the case where it's something which is totally not in my control, not the avoda, I'm sorry, it's something totally not in my control, Zen says Rabbeinu Tam, that is going to be classic asmachta, unlike Rashi.
Can you explain Rebbe Tam again?
One second. Rebbe Tam is saying, really, this should have fit the regulations of Asmachta. Because classic Asmachta is something that's out of your control. And if you get involved into a transaction which is totally out of your control, you don't have das to relinquish the money, and therefore, it really should have been Asmachta. So why does Rav Sheshes argue and say this is not Asmachta, says Rebbe Tam? Because what? Because you have what to gain over here. Since both parties have what to gain, so that trumps the fact that it's out of your control, and therefore, that will not be Gezel anymore, and that will not be Asmachta. So Rabbi Tam and Rashi have a double machlokes. They have a machlokes in general, Hirshkuitz, how to define the Asmachta, in general, throughout Shas, and they have a machlokes, why to save our Gemara, according to Rav Sheshes, why gambling is not Asmachta. Okay? So let's just put things on the table, no pun intended. That really. So the question really begs itself right now is what type of game are you playing? If we paskin like Rav Sheshes, which I didn't tell you we did yet, if we paskin like Rav Sheshes, so then it's going to be crucial to know what is a smachta. According to Rashi, let me ask you guys, many of the games that are played, whether it's March Madness or whether or not it is
fantasy football,
or whether or not it's just poker, there is partial skill. There are tactics. People play and they know that they have what to be somechan in their skill. According to Rav Sheshes, that would not be comparable to Mesachei B'Kuvya, which is all just rolling in the die, and therefore, that would be usher. However, slot machines, would everyone agree that there's no skill? Everyone agree with just luck of the draw? According to Shitas Rashi, that would not be a smachta. However, Tosos adds in another clause, which makes it possibly usher or according to Rashi. Jump to the bottom of the Tosos. Umishumhachi pasak. Oh, good, we're getting a psak from Tosos. Three lines from the bottom, by the test of the Mesoros Hashas. Umishumhachi pasak de Mesachi Bakuvia. We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda l'kamon. We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda l'kamon. And if you have another job, then you're kosher le'edus by Mesach B'Kuvya. The kevin she'em yesh la'umdus shalohu kosher. Since the Gemara later on paskins like Rabbi Yehuda that it depends whether or not you have another job. So Mesach B'Kuvya, a guy who throws around die, is kosher le'edus. V'ha de paskin Mesach B'Kuvya kani tosus, but there's a caveat. And that which we say Mesach B'Kuvya is good, like Rabbi Yehuda, if you have another job, Dafka Kishimaos Shneim Al Pi Adaf Lefisha Adaf VaHamakom Konoi LaOso Shiarviach Kedei Liknos Hamaos Asher Olaf Aval Maasakim BaAmona Afilu Hiknu Lo Mahani Im Lo Hiknu BeBezdin Choshev. Says Tosos, but all this that we're saying, you're not going to be possible Leedus, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, because we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, even if you have another job. It's all assuming the money is on the table that we're both playing on, that is a shared chutzer now for each of us to be zoche in the money. But if you're just playing and saying, oh yeah, I'll pay you if I lose, you bet like that, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, even according to the other opinions, even according to Rabbi Sheshes, that will be Mesachei B'Kuvya. So Rabosai, you can only get the world ball rolling according to Tosfos. That Mesachei B'Kuvya is kosher le'edus and is not usher if, number one, you take the defining factors of Rashi and Tosfos against Rabbeinu Tam. Take the defining factors according to Rashi, that you're in a game like a slot machine that's totally luck or rolling the die. But even that will be usher if the money is not on the table. The money is on the table and it's already outside of your domain, you already demonstrated you're relinquishing the ownership already, so then that's a scenario where we will possibly say, if the whole game is luck and total not based on your skill, fitting the definition of Rashi and Tosos, then it's mutter. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's mutter in any scenario, even if it's not luck, even if it's skill. Because Rabbeinu Tam says the reason why Mesach B'Kuvya is not a smachta is not because it's not skill. It's rather because we stand to gain. anytime you stand to gain, you're willing to relinquish ownership. So there will be a major machlokas, Rabbi Tam and Rashi, whether or not classic poker games, classic March Madness, classic fantasy football will be Pasul Eidus, will be Mesachah Bekovia. Even according to Rashi, when it's total skill and it's luck of the draw, it still has to be that the money are on the daf. So who do we pass them like? Number one, who do we pass like Rav Sheshes and Rav Harman Bar Chama? And who do we pass them like Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam? And does everyone agree? So Lamaisa comes along the Shitas Haran on this daf. And the Ran says, this is not the complete story. Because there is a Gemara in Shabbos, that the Gemara in Shabbos says as follows. The Gemara in Shabbos says, talks about a scenario where people are playing cards. And the Gemara says, it's not only Usser on Shabbos, it's Usser Afilu Bechol. Hahi de Perek Shol, da Amrinan, listen to this. V'davar zeh Usser Afilu Bechol, why? This process of playing with the Kluffim the Gemara on Shabbos is talking about. Where is this Gemara Bosai? It's on Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mem Tesem Abeis. Playing with these cards are Usser, Gzeira Mishum Kubya. A gzera because of Mesachah Bekubya. Sounds like the Gemara is assuming that what? Mesachah Bekubya is what? Is Usser, even in a weekday. That's why we're making gzeras for it, right? Says Tosos, that Gemara is Shalom Alib de Hilchasa. That Gemara is only going within Rami Bar Chama's opinion, or within the opinions that Paskin Asmachta Lokanya by Mesachah Bekubya. But since Tosos was the one who said, we passing like Rabbi Yehuda, and we passing like Rav Sheshes, so you could ignore that Gemara. However, Rabbi Osai, I'd like to read you, says the Ran, two Rambams. The Rambam says as follows. Perek Vav, Hilchos Gzela, Halacha Zayin. Says the Rambam. Shemisachkin Bekubya Hein Gazlonim Mindra Bonar. People who roll the die are gazlanim midrabbanan. Upasal mesachke bekuvia shepsulim laedus midrabbanan kishein lan umnis elohu dafka in Hilchos Eidus. Both, do you hear the Ran's question? The Ran's saying if you look at Perek Yud from Hilchos Eidus in Halacha Dalet, the Rambam says you're pasal for Eidus for being mesachke bekuvia if you don't have another job. Sounds like if I would just have that Rambam. Does the Rambam think Mesachah Bekuvia is Gezel?
No.
But then says the Ran, I open up a Rambam in Hilchos Gezel, and the Rambam in Perek Vav of Hilchos Gzela, Halacha Zayin says, HaMesachah Bekuvia hein gazlonim midrabbanan. What's going on? What in the world is going on? Says the Ran, apparently the Rambam learned that although Rav Sheshes might have held, it's not enough of a reason to passel you for Eidus, because it's not real bona fide gezel when you are being mesachik bekubya. Why it's not bona fide gezel? I could tell you two reasons on the daf already. Tosos says, because you're giving it midas. Because you're actually doing something not against your will. You're actually giving over the money. Whether or not we think, we might have a question whether or not you have a smacht over here. But lemaisa, you're giving it over willingly. Rashi says because gezel min atoira, gazel min atoira is only vayigzol es hachanis when you're grabbing something out of your rishus. We mentioned this briefly on Rashi and Abbezim et Aleph on the Mishnah. That classic zela, according to Rashi, is actually stealing something. Dumya de vayigzol es hachanis, where you're actually forcibly ripping something out of someone else's domain. But asmachta and mesachi bekubya is not parallel to that. So therefore, that can't be biblical zela. But bottom line, Rabosai, even though Rav Sheshes says that's not going to be the reason to passel you for Eidus in our Gemara, and the reason you're passel for Eidus is, as Rav Sheshes says, because Eini Suko be Yeshuva Shalom, because you're not in this world and you don't have another job. But bottom line, does he hold that it's still at least rabbinic gezel? Says the Rambam, yes. There was no machlokes amongst Rav Sheshes and Rami Bar Chama if on a level of the Rabbanon, Mesachik Bekuvia and gambling is at least gezel Midrabbanon. just had a machlekes and a debate whether or not this is sufficient to possibly you for edus because of a quirk of different reasons that I just presented you, maybe because you're not forcibly taking it out, it's not classic gezel, or maybe because you gave it willingly, like Tosa says. But bottom line, la halacha, even Rav Sheshes, the lenient opinion, holds that gambling is what? Gezel m'derabanan, and it's not a stira, says the Ran and Dasa Rambam. It's not a stira and a contradiction to the Gemara, that to the Rambam that says that in order to be posel edus, you need to not have another job. Because the Rambam says, it's only Gezem of the Rabbanah, it's not going to be sufficient to pasu le'edus, but it's still Aser. So bottom line, when the Rambam sees the Gemara in Shabbos and says, you're not allowed to play these card games because the Gzeira, maybe you're going to be over Kubya, is the Rambam going to say like Taisus that it's going according to Lav Lehilchasa, like Rami Bar Chama that we don't paskin like, and this Gemara should be ignored? Says the Rambam, no, that's my Gemara. That's my Gemara that shows that all opinions were in agreement that at least on a level of the Rabbanon, gambling is usur. It's for that reason, Rabbi Yisai, drumroll.
Do I want to hear this?
Shulchan Aruch, Mechaber, Sfardim, Paskin, Mesachik, Bekubya is out. There's nothing to be makel about. All these games are usur. Not even an option. Ad Kedei Kach, we'll talk about a Machlekes HaPoiskim. Rav Sternbach thinks, in his Tshuvas V'Hanhagos, Rav Sternbach thinks that buying a lotto ticket might be different because you're actually buying something of value at that point in time and it's not gambling.
Buying
a lotto ticket. He thinks that that's dim. He says in the Tshuva of Sternbach that even according to Sfardim that would be mutter, he thinks, because that's more similar to buying something in the stock market. You're not 100% sure what's going to happen, but I'm buying something right now just like I'm buying something in the market. I'm not sure if it's going to go up or not, but that buying is not Mesachei Bekubya. But all other fantasy football, everything else, according to the Rambam, out. Mechaber, out. Ashkenazim, Rabbi Yisai. Ashkenazim. Doesn't matter. Ezra, that's exactly what I want you to say. Did everyone hear what Ezra just said? He said, Kor, don't worry, because you're going to lose anyways. Ezra, that makes you a Goslin. You can't have the proceeds. If it's also for him, then his money that's in the pool is not relinquished.
What does that mean? So because I can't play, I should go out and play with all my friends so they could also be us.
No. Here.
He's being over in favor of, what's it called?
Chevra, what do the Ashkenazim paskin? What do the Ashkenazim paskin? Ashkenazim paskin like Rashi, like the Rashi that we said, that it's only mutter. Again, it's not going to help you so much. Only mutter with two caveats. Number one, it's all luck of the draw. No skill, Hershkowitz. No skill whatsoever like Rashi. All luck of the draw. What's lucky sevens, right? All luck of the draw. Not any skill. And also what else needs to be done?
Money
has to be on the table.
Well,
the voice side, practically, poker chips lechora would have the same thing.
What about collecting money before?
But poker chips is skill.
Yes,
poker is skill. It's going to be usher. So Rabosai, bottom line, most of the shilas, the only thing that, I don't even know what's going to be. A game that you're in a casino that the poker chips are on the table, but it's not poker. Shoot. Meaning, chips on the table
blackjack.
For what?
Roulette.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I was saying. Roulette's a crab. It's all luck. That, according to Ashkenazim, will be mutter. According to Sfardim, will be usher. Everything else is equal between Ashkenazim and Sfardim.
There's no skill involved. It's skill.
It's the middle category. It's not biyado legamre. It's exactly what Tosa says. It's you think you have a little skill. It's not total luck.
No, but it is.
You are going in there and saying, I'm going to put in my intuition to try to form a
circle.
So it's exactly what Tosu says, that it's miktas biyodo, miktas la biyodo. So it's us, You know what you do? I'll tell you what you do. Shulchan Aruch Paskins, the Ramah Paskins. That. For tztaka, it's mutter to do all gambling.
Whoa.
Take all the proceeds and give it to tztaka.
All the proceeds are just cores.
No, all the proceeds.
Oh, that's cool.
What do you mean? Yours is usher also. It's partial skill.
You're not puzzle.
Ezra has another job.
No, what about
Sfardim?
Would Sfardim be puzzle?
What?
Sfardim would be puzzle.
No. This is besides the fact that you shouldn't be going to
casinos. I don't have another job, so
right. Oh, Rabosai, this is outside
no
the Hashkafa
casinos
issue.
In general.
Oh, that, yeah,
no 100%. Casinos.
And it destroys people's families. I know firsthand people have destroyed. But this is just push it, like, get off the ground. This is awesome.
Yeah. If you're ready to destroy your family, Ben, let's think of ready to
can you please email to Max Halpern?
Yeah.
Put it on WhatsApp.
And please, wait, Zook, do you have Thursday's share also?
No.